This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, call me about whatever it is that's on your mind. You have the better part of an hour to do so before I go and hop down my bunny trail. We're talking about where you would live and why you would live there. We're sort of having to surmise about your whys. You guys are not necessarily great about telling me why. But I'll tell you, for those of you who know, I grew up in Colorado, although I don't have a great urge to live there anymore. It was fun growing up there. But, you know, since I've been able to choose, I've lived in big cities and I've lived on one coast or the other. And I love the mountains, but they're not like the ocean for me. The ocean is my choice. But Colorado is now going to fine cops $15,000 every time they try to stop you from recording them. Good for them.
Nice.
I don't know how. I mean, all I can think of is this kind of daisy chain, right, where some guy is trying to record you and a cop is trying to stop you, at which point some other guy is recording that and somebody other cop is trying. I mean, can't you just see that kind of going round and round?
Yeah.
Responsibility, yep. Folks. In fact, one of the things at Tribeca there is apparently, I think it's an HBO series, and they're running it, I believe it's 8 parts, but for the Tribeca Film Festival, they're doing it for a whole day. You go at 9 o'clock in the morning, and you're through at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I think it's called OJ versus the U.S., this America or something. Cuba Gooding Jr. is in it, and apparently John Travolta plays Shapiro. People are not really happy with his performance, although I haven't seen it yet. And there's somebody else kind of cool in it that's playing, trying to think who it is. It's some interesting casting. So I'll let you know once I see it, spending the entire day doing it. Alrighty, so let's find out where people would live and why they would live there.
Sounds good. Brenda says she would live in Alaska. For the isolation, nature, and she loves winter.
Alaska, I wonder if you've ever been there. I love Alaska. Although one of my my favorite places, or my favorite comments, was someone had said, "We can tell you're not from here because you don't smell like fish." That was one of my favorite kind of comments. All right, 855-935-6679. So there we go.
I've never been there.
It's beautiful. And I mean, it's a great place for women to live because the ratio of men to women, although there's some fuss about, it's kind of the place that time's forgotten to a certain extent. It's very hippiedom. I mean, but I didn't live there. I mean, I was just there. I actually was there fairly late in the year, and I had sort of thought, well, I took a cruise, and I thought, well, a cruise. I'd never been. So I took bathing suit and big floppy hats, and there's a picture of me with it snowing, and they actually made a announcement over the PA system of anybody who has any excess clothing, could you donate it? Because all I had was cruise wear for some reason, and we were in Alaska, and it was snowing. So I've got people's gloves. I look like a little third world peasant sitting on the, you know, street begging for alms. I wasn't begging. I liked being outside, and I had only bathing suits, and so people gave me their clothes and blankets and whatever. What nice. Can I tell you? Alrighty, 855-993-7569. There you go. All right, so what do we got?
Becky says Ireland. Doesn't give us any reason why.
Yeah, I know a number. I have a number of friends who live in Ireland and just really love it. I mean, it's she didn't say why, huh?
No. Nope.
I'll bet you a dollar she's Irish.
I can always only just think of the Irish Spring commercial with the waterfall. The guy slices
it's
the bars
green.
Soap with the knife.
Yeah. my one of my stories about Ireland is doing an interview there for St. Patrick's Day thinking, well, gee, this will be really fun. And understanding that St. Patrick's Day is a religious holiday in Ireland. It's not the let's all get really drunk that it is in the United States. So what can I tell you?
Denise, many people like northeastern Ohio because we have four seasons.
Northeastern Ohio. What cities are in northeastern Ohio?
I don't know.
My sense of geography leaves a great deal to be desired.
Yeah, same here.
All right, so...
I don't know, but I can't imagine...
I agree with you. I like seasons. I really do. I like snow. I'm not crazy about the mess that snow leaves, and I'm not crazy about ice and sleet, but I agree. I kind of like four seasons. Although 75 degrees turns out to be pretty darn cool, regardless of what time of year it is.
Yeah, it's nice.
All right, what else we got?
Habitual says Paris, so beautiful, yet I have never been.
Oh, you have to go to Paris. Is Habitual male or female, or can we tell?
It looked female.
Okay. A lot of people think, although I know a lot of men who like Paris, but there are cities that are masculine, like Munich is a masculine city. Berlin is a masculine city. London, I think, is pretty much a masculine city. Paris is a female city. It's lovely. It's beautiful. I mean, part of my affection for Paris is I can get along in guttersnipe French. And one of my favorite memories is being 16 years old, working on an archaeology dig, walking down the Champs-Élysées, drinking Evian out of a bottle, well before Evian was in the United States, which instantly labeled me a peasant, and spitting cherry pits. Because you could buy cherries earlier in Paris than anyplace else. And spitting cherry pits... I mean, I'm surprised I was. I'm sure everybody thought I was an ugly American. I also, as I said, I worked on an archaeology dig there, so it was really fun being able to chatter along. And I mean, the food is terrific. The first time I ordered an edible meal in French, I'm so proud of myself. So I agree with you. Paris is a great city. 855-993-7569. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, I'm 31 years old and. I'm far behind where I should be at my age.
Where do you think you should be, John?
Well, a career would be nice. I dropped out of school. Well, actually, I flunked out of school.
Okay. All right. Let's back you up a little bit. What's the highest level of education you've achieved?
I got my high school diploma from my second high school.
Okay.
What
was the problem about high school? It sounds like it wasn't an easy time for you. Were drugs an issue?
No, nothing like that. I just...
Good. Okay. Did you have a hard time in school? Was it hard for you?
No, I was praised by my teachers for being bright or whatever.
Okay, so... Was your family situation stable? Where do you think the problem lay?
To this day, I'm not sure, but...
Well, okay, but look, you're obviously a smart guy who ran into school, clearly not your thing. And you're saying it wasn't drugs, it wasn't alcohol. Are your parents together?
Well, yeah, but probably not because they really want to be.
Got it. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I have three brothers.
Which number are you?
I'm in the middle.
So why did you bounce out of the first high school? Did your parents move or was there a problem?
No, I just, I had trouble forcing myself out of bed and I just didn't really want to go.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Well, I'll tell you what, let me ask you the question when we come back. Look, I know this is painful for you, but we'll get through it and we'll see where you can go. Hang on for me, all right? I'll be back to you in just a second. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Joy, we're talking with John, who's 31 and feeling like he's kind of behind where he should be in his life. John, is it a possibility that depression has been part of what's been going on for you?
I have been to psychologists. I refused to take medication, so they would. They felt like their hands were tied most of the time.
Yeah. Let me ask you, though. Do you think you might be depressed?
Well, definitely was at some point, so I'm feeling a little better now. I was unemployed for the longest time.
Yeah.
Now
all right,
I'm working
part-time. Go ahead, finish your sentence. Finish your thought.
Now I'm working part-time retail, so it's okay. Still not enough to move out of my parents' house.
Okay. Well, but let's back up. This is a country that believes that drugs are only good recreationally, right? You know, that if you actually need a drug, that somehow it's a dependency, which is kind of a backward way of thinking about things, but you live in the same society I do. So if you were toking up or getting drunk or snorting coke, everybody would think, eh. But and if you were doing that, presumably you would do it voluntarily. And there may be a part of you that says, this may not be the best use of my time and money or and brain cells. But, I mean, you'd be part of a group that says, eh. But if someone says, look, your body isn't processing insulin. You can't metabolize sugar. So we need to talk about insulin for you. You say, oh, no, I don't want to be dependent on insulin my whole life. Even though it doesn't say you're a morally bankrupt person. It just says your pancreas isn't doing what it's supposed to do. It doesn't mean you're a bad person. It doesn't even mean you're a bad pancreas. It just means, okay, it's not working real well. And to a certain extent, depression is that it's kind of a the neurotransmitters aren't working like they should be. And if you're if you're clinically depressed, and I'm not saying you are because I don't know, but if you're clinically depressed, it's kind of like carrying a huge weight around all of the time. If you're carrying that huge weight around all the time, it means that you're going to be tired a lot. It means it's going to be really hard to focus on anything except the huge damn weight. It means that sleeping is going to feel much better than doing anything else. It's hard to motivate yourself because before you can motivate yourself, you have to move the stupid weight all the time. So, and depression is a real phenomenon. Now, if you had a broken leg, nobody would expect you to run a marathon. But to a certain extent, clinical depression, which is not the world's easiest thing necessarily to diagnose, and somehow people feel that there's something wrong with them if they're depressed, whereas if they had a broken leg or they were diabetic, nobody would think, it's what it is. So that there is a certain stigma attached to it, which is unfortunate and unrealistic and unfair. So all I'm saying to you is, and we're going to sort of move beyond that at some point, because I hear if you feel that you're depressed, the traditional way of treating depression has been hugely controversial up until about 5 years ago, because psychiatrists and psychologists would argue till they turn blue. And psychologists, of which I'm one, would say, no, we need to talk about therapy, that something is going wrong. There's some part of your life that isn't working, and that one of the ways we have of understanding depression is that anger turned inward. And if you the anger is so fundamental and so overwhelming that there's an unconscious acknowledgement that if I ever gave in to that anger, I would explode, or I'd hurt myself or somebody else. And so the result is to tamp it down. And one of the ways of understanding depression is it's an anger turned inward, because turning it outward just seems too dangerous. So, and that's what psychologists would say is, okay, we need to figure out what's causing that anger. And it feels so unpleasant, so disruptive, so dangerous, that consciously or unconsciously, the person decides to just tamp it down, which results in depression. Okay, if I don't move, if I don't look at it, if I don't function, if I don't breathe, then it won't be explosive. So I'll just be really sedentary. And of course, that's one of the hallmarks of depression, of a lethargy. Can't get out of bed, can't focus, can't make relationships. Now, psychiatrists, on the other hand, have said, nah, we need to look at the brain as kind of a chemical stew. And unless we have all the right ingredients, it's not going to work very well. Now, for psychologists, treating the brain like chicken soup doesn't work very well for us. Finally, somebody did the research, which they should have done a long time ago, and said, no, you're both right and you're both wrong. So if you take the three things, and I know I've only mentioned two, if you take the idea of figuring out what the cause could be, getting some relief temporarily from the symptoms, because regardless of the cause, if you can't focus, if you can't think, if you can't get out of bed, then talking about, gee, you know, what happened to you that made you feel that way is not going to happen. So the idea is that you get somebody stabilized enough mentally via medication to be able to figure out what the problem is, which means it's not necessarily a lifelong commitment to medication, and you exercise. And the idea about exercise is a little more esoteric, the idea being that human beings were meant to move, and a lot of us, and one of the hallmarks of depression is you become more and more sedentary, and we're already more sedentary than we probably should be. And moving means that your body is working better on a biochemical level. It makes you feel like you're more part of the world on a psychological level. It means that you can metabolize things better on a chemical level. So those are the three ways of looking at depression now that we really didn't have when you were in high school, which is what, 15 years ago or something, you know. So it's a different way of looking at things. All right, so you finished high school.
I did.
I thought you did or did not?
I did finish high school and bunked out of college.
All right. Tell me about college. Tell me about that experience. What happened then?
Well, I had been out of school for a couple of years after I finished high school. I finished really late. I think I was 23 when they actually gave me my diploma.
Okay.
I don't know. I probably was depressed around then, but I don't really feel that way anymore.
Okay.
Based on what everything you've told me, it makes sense.
Of how you were feeling then, but you're feeling that you're in better shape now.
Well, yeah, but I don't know. I have trouble talking to people. I don't really have trouble talking to people. I'm a salesman, but when it comes to making friends or flirting, it kind of becomes more difficult for me.
Is there anything that you can point? Do you remember the last time you were happy?
No.
So you're happier now than you've ever been?
Probably, yeah.
Okay. If we can sort of, were you happy when you were, say, like 6 years old? Do you remember being happy at six?
Not really, no. I was, again, I've always had trouble making good friends. I usually would latch on to one or two friends.
Okay, let's look, it sounds to me that friendship issue is a really, really crucial one for you. Hang on, let's go back and look at that. Let's look at why you're happier now. Let's start with that. Let's start with the positive, all right? Be back with you in just a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DVV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, that's exactly what John's done. John, you mentioned that you're happier now than you can ever remember being, right?
Yes.
Right. What makes you happy now?
Well, I guess I like everybody at my workplace, and I kind of, the person who helped me get this job, I feel like I can depend on her too, so I guess I'm...
Okay.
I just like to know that people are not closed doors.
Well, some people are going to be, some people aren't. But,
yeah.
I mean, you know, that you sort of begin to be... Look, here's the deal. Are your parents still alive?
Yes.
Are your grandparents still alive?
No.
Okay, how old were your grandparents when they died?
98 and 93.
Fantastic. I was hoping you'd tell me that. All right. Which means, my darling, if your grandparents, which are two generations older than you are, lived that long, the likelihood of you living that long is pretty high. I mean, there's certainly not a guarantee, and please don't walk in front of a bus. But the point being, right, that so the idea that you have 60, 70 years left on this planet, minimum. So feeling like, okay, I'm 5 years behind,
Who cares? Right? You got 60, 70 years on this planet to kind of figure out who you want to be and what you want to do. And some people find themselves very early and they do fine. Some people find themselves very early and burn out. So at 40, they're thinking, I hate what I'm doing, and what do I do now? So don't worry about it. I mean, you know, and I say don't worry about it. That's like saying don't think about pink elephants. But the point being, you've got a long life ahead of you. The point is, how do you figure out how to make that life work for you? So, and it's not a competition. It's not about looking at the guy to your left or the guy to your right and saying, am I ahead or behind? I know we live in a society that tends to do that. But you've got people in your family who've given you longevity genes. So at this moment, the different, I mean, 5%, if you're going to live to let's say 75, is what, 1 out of 15? That's 7%. Who cares? 7%? What do you care one way or the other? And you're, you know, so don't worry about that. I mean, if somebody said, 7% is nothing. It's just really not. And especially if you stay healthy, and I mean, you're gonna live. Assume that you're gonna live 10 years longer than most people just because you have such good longevity genes. And living to how old they are is probably unrealistic. You're probably gonna live beyond them. All right, especially if you don't smoke, you don't drink, you don't eat stupid food, you don't walk in front of buses. Pardon, you eat stupid food? All right, stop eating stupid food. And you'll make up all the time you feel that you've lost. All right, so here's the deal. Because you weren't very social, you're going to feel like you do, that you're just a little bit less mature than people your age. So the question is, what do you do about it? Well, being in retail is certainly not a bad place to start because it forces you to talk to people, right? That's part of your job description. So then what you can do is take that skill set that you have and apply it to other places. For example, going to a party where you don't know anybody and nobody's comfortable in that situation, but you can fake it till you can make it. You can do the Anna and the King of Siam School of Life, which is I'll whistle a happy tune and nobody will know that I'm afraid. So you already have a place to practice this skill that says my livelihood is dependent on being, appearing to be, not necessarily being, but appearing to be friendly and open and helpful. So when you go to a party, pretend you're at work and be friendly, open, and helpful. And watch how people respond to that. And you can adjust in the same way you'll adjust to a customer. Some people really want to have you hovering around them and showing them stuff. Some people say no. But you've already honed that skill. You already own that skill. Just try putting it in other places. All right, that's number one. Number two, if you're not getting some exercise, put exercise into your life because it'll be amazed how much it will make you feel more in control of your life. Okay? And when I say exercise, I mean, it's hard to start. So maybe the friend who helped you get the job, maybe a next door neighbor, anybody. Just and make a deal with a sweat buddy that if you don't do two or three times a week, that you'll buy them dinner or devote money to a political party you hate or something. So you really get yourself into the habit of at least a couple of times a week, two or three times a week, getting out doing something. Given the fact that school has not exactly been a wonderful place for you, you may want to think about finding some adult education classes that are things that you're genuinely interested in. That'll get you out a little bit more. And school, as you may recall from many years ago, is a great place to meet people because you've got things in common. You're both talking about the professor's notes, and you study together. And so we're talking about exercise. We're talking about taking an adult education class. We're talking, most importantly, about taking a skill set you already have. Now, in terms of moving out of your parents' house, several options about that. One is, I don't know. I mean, you need to either get another part-time job or a full-time job because moving out on a part-time salary is probably not going to work for you or for anybody. But one of the possibilities is seeing if you're 31 and you can take that skill set, again, that kind of being open, helpful, relaxed, charming, maybe being, for example, an on-site. Are you good at with, like, tools and stuff like that?
In theory, but I feel like I can do that.
Okay. Like being an on-site concierge at a condo or at, and you know, you can be an assistant. in exchange for room and board at housing for the elderly, of being a companion with somebody, because at this point, working in somebody's home to be, for example, let's say that you've got a man who is relatively healthy but kind of old, and his family doesn't really want him living by himself, but he really doesn't need extended care, but they would feel better if somebody was living there. Somebody like that, that might be a perfect position for you because it gets you out of your parents' house. It's not a permanent position for a whole bunch of reasons, but it makes the transition of out of your parents' house. It'll presumably, because you're getting room and board and maybe a stipend, moves you into more substantial income, and you know, it just makes you a little bit more self-reliant. So think about doing things like that, maybe checking out Craigslist, because at some point you need to move into more permanent employment. The other thing that I might suggest, which somebody's going to make a fuss at me about, but one of the things that I would try if I were in your shoes right now, but be careful about it, obviously you don't have an addictive personality, you're phobic about medication, is in Germany, St. John's wort is used 8 times more frequently than Prozac. You can buy St. John's wort at a grocery store, all right, or at a health food store. I'm a great believer in the placebo effect of anything. First of all, you can try it, and if it works, don't increase the dosage thinking, well, if this makes me feel less, you know, less tense, then maybe 4 of them will make me feel happy. Don't do something stupid like that. But try it. It's not prescription. It's not particularly toxic. I mean, everything and anything if you overdose it is toxic. But it may make you feel that either this is working, at which point, great, or it's not working as well, but see, taking a pill isn't as scary as I thought it was. And it gives you an idea of evaluating that issue of, am I depressed or not depressed? And you don't need a prescription for it. You don't need a physician for it. You don't need anything except a willingness to say, you know, let's see if this will work. And you don't have to do it because all the other things you can do without ingesting anything. But it seems to me a possible thing for you to feel that it's under your control rather than under somebody else's.
St. John's wort is called?
Wort, W-O-R-T.
Oh, okay.
It's been around for hundreds of years. As I said, in Germany, it's eight times more common than Prozac or Paxil or any of those.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right. So you can see, at some point, start taking notes as well. You're not a dumb guy by any stretch of the imagination, even though your school experience may have taught you that. I think you're a guy who was just laboring under a huge burden.
Well, I mean, it sounded more traumatic than it really was. I drew a blank because I never expected to get on the air.
Well, see, that's every once in a while the universe will conspire to put you where you need to be. All right? So listen, the idea being, give up the competition. It really isn't a race. You know, where all of us have an expiration date. It's on our forehead. None of us can read it. But it doesn't make any difference. You are blessed with, it seems like, longevity genes. So the idea that you're going to be 3 years behind somebody makes no difference whatsoever. You're probably going to outlive most of the people you know, number one. Number two, start with where you already are, which is feeling happier than you've been in a long time. Take the skill level that you already have and apply it in other situations. Go and take on one of the scary things in your life, which is school, and do something that you enjoy doing under your control. Get some exercise. Get out of your parents' house, because that'll make you feel instantly better. All right? Listen, I need to take a break here. If you have any more questions, stay on the line. If not, keep in touch and tell me what's going on. Stay on the line if you need. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey everyone, with 20-plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
And we'll go right back to John for a second. I just want to mention that SAG-AFTRA President Ken Howard, who was known for the, I think it was called White Lightning, was a basketball coach, died yesterday at 71. No one knows, or at least they haven't said exactly what. And Elaine Stritch died at 89 yesterday. So people who... One lived a very long life, one not as much. But John is the one who's going to live a very long life. All right, John, this is your chat. You said that you have another question, so lay it on me.
I sometimes get close with women, but I still have trouble taking things further. For example, on Valentine's Day, somebody was like, "You'll be my Valentine, right?" I thought it was kind of a joke, the way everybody jokes, and then... She was like, "Where are my flowers?"
Well, that's a little greedy. I'm not sure that she's exactly the place we start. All right, here, let's talk about dating in general, and then we can talk about Miss Where Are My Flowers. See, I would have said, "Well, where are mine?"
All right. So first of all, look, we've just laid out a plan for you about how to be a bit more social. All right. Dating is kind of Wimbledon, right? It's kind of the high wire act of friendship, because it involves not only all the things that friendship does, which is communality, ability to communicate, liking each other, spending time together, but you got sex involved. So it gets very complicated. I don't know that that's the place to start. I am perfectly willing to talk with you about dating, about pickup lines, about finding appropriate people, about online dating. But what I would suggest is you write down on your calendar, maybe 6 months from today, and the two of us will kind of revisit the issue. In the meantime, all the things that we've talked about give you an opportunity to be out there a little bit more. And what I would suggest that you do is, for example, if you've taken adult education class, which I would highly recommend, because what you're going to find is you're smarter than you thought you were. If it's something you genuinely like, it's not going to be like having to take a class that you hate. It's going to be something that you like. You can talk with other people. And what you're going to do is you're going to take that skill level you already have from retail, and you're going to use it to ask somebody to borrow their notes, or to say, let's go get a cup of coffee. And you can practice on men, you can practice on women. So, and it shouldn't necessarily be somebody that makes your heart beat fast. It just can be somebody who's sitting next to you who maybe is ugly as sin, or 40 years older than you are, or the wrong sex, or, I mean, all it has to do is be a friendly overture. You can talk with people at the grocery store when you're grocery shopping for your new place, that you can ask somebody if they have a good pork chop recipe. All you have to do is practice being a little bit more outgoing. And the more you do that, the more confidence that you gain, the more prepared you're going to be for dating. Because dating is really the stuff that requires, I mean, everybody's nervous about dating. So if you have a backlog of being able to talk with people, of understanding that if somebody saying to somebody, gee, do you want to go out for coffee? And then saying, you know, I don't drink coffee, but how about an ice cream cone? It's going to feel very different than asking somebody out for a date and you know, wondering whether or not she's going to want to sleep with you, and whether or not you're going to be, you know, whether, I mean, it's just, dating is kind of, you want to build up to it rather than start with it. And I know when you're feeling lonesome, you think, what I really need is a date, but what you really need is a friend to start with. And friendship to dating is a much easier, more comfortable, more organic, more sensible role than dating to friendship. Dating to friendship it almost never works. I mean, if it works after a long period of time of after you've blown each other out of the water.
That sounds better than what I would have done then.
Yeah.
Being better friends with her first.
Exactly. And at some point, I mean, it may even be women these days are a little bit more aggressive than they used to be. She'll even do some of the heavy lifting. She may make a pass at you or invite you out. But start on the practicing the skill level you already have. And just every time you find yourself saying, well, you know, I'm not where I should be, wear a rubber band for a week. And every time you find yourself saying that, snap the rubber band against your wrist and say, okay, or give $5 to the political party you hate the most. Stop telling yourself that. Remind yourself that you're going to live to 100. If you're going to live to 100, what you want to do is get a really good foundation for the next 70 years. So what you do today or tomorrow doesn't really make a whole lot of difference. What you do for the next 6 months to a year begins to make more difference, because that's the foundation for going forward. So you don't need a date in the next 2 weeks. Having a friend in the next couple of months is a much better project. Getting out of your family structure, getting into your own, even if it's only a room, is probably a better plan. Taking a class to prove to yourself that you're not phobic about classrooms. Getting some exercise so you feel like your body is more your own. Being friendly with someone. Doing a volunteer activity is a great way to feel like you matter, because by definition, if you're a volunteer, they're grateful to have you. It puts some routine in your life. It makes you feel like you're valuable, and you can meet. I've met some really cool people. I've actually dated people when I was feeding the homeless. None of them were homeless, but that I knew of. But I mean, it's a great, because you're going to feel comfortable in any situation in which you feel comfortable. You're going to be more charming. Any situation in which you feel uncomfortable, which is dating for all of us, it's going to be a little harder. So don't start with the dating. Start with the friendship. Start with doing fun stuff. Start doing some, it's getting to be nice every place. Do some outdoor activities. Join a group that cleans up the park. Walk a dog for a friend. Volunteer to feed the homeless, or I mean, do some stuff that gets you out of your house so you're not putting yourself on house arrest. Look for a place where you can matter and maybe get room and board paid. Look for a full-time job. I mean, you've got a lot of things to get started on. And dating, I'm not going to try to convince you not to date, but I'm just saying that's not the place to start. Because the more you have a firm foundation, the more you sort of have let go of that notion of I'm so far behind everybody, the easier dating will be for you. Right now, it's going to feel just exhausting and scary. And dating is exhausting and scary enough without that. So let's build up some confidence, a safe place to stand, so that dating can actually be maybe even a teensy bit fun for you. Okay?
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and call me back when I gave you a lot to think about, and you can check out the website, which hopefully is not porn anymore, at drjoy.com, and although maybe it is, and you can download the podcast, so you can have all of it there for you, you know, with a list. All righty?
All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome, John. 855-993-7569. And thank goodness John called at the beginning of an hour, because I don't know if we would have had all that much time if he called at the end of an hour. So God bless everybody and their timing. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.